The Jack Benny Program, transcribed, presented by Lucky Strike.
Be happy, go lucky, be happy, go lucky, strike, be happy, go lucky, go lucky, strike today.
Make your smoking joy complete when buying cigarettes. Enjoy the milder, better taste the Lucky Smoker gets. Lucky's taste better than any other cigarette.
I used to switch from smoke to smoke till I tried Lucky Strike. Now I enjoy far better taste and mildness that I like. Honestly, Lucky's taste better than any other cigarette.
Be happy, go lucky, be happy, go lucky, strike, be happy, go lucky strike today.
Friends, Lucky's taste better than any other cigarette. Yes, Lucky's always give you complete smoking enjoyment. That's why the makers of Lucky Strike put an unconditional guarantee on the pack. They know you'll enjoy every Lucky you light. You see, fine tobacco, and only fine tobacco, gives you perfect mildness and rich, true tobacco taste. And LSMFT, Lucky Strike, means fine tobacco. So if you're not completely happy with your cigarette, and a 38-city survey shows millions are not, switch to Lucky Strike. Enjoy the perfect mildness and rich taste that only Lucky Strike can give you. For Lucky's taste better than any other cigarette. So be happy, go lucky. Make your next carton Lucky Strike.
Be happy, go lucky strike today.
Remember, Lucky's taste better than any other cigarette.
The Lucky Strike program starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Polaris Rochester, Dennis Day, and yours truly, Don Wilson. And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's take a little trip to Beverly Hills. We go out Sunset Boulevard, up Camden Drive, and stop in front of Jack Benny's house. Now, you just wait right here while I knock on the door, and maybe we can... Oh, I'm sorry. We can't go in now. He's taking his violin lesson.
No, 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 Monsieur Benny. Once more, you have made the same mistake.
I'm sorry. I'll take it again.
Oui. One and two and three and four and... Do not hold your bow too tightly. It will help you play more lightly. Play it softer, not so brassy. Pull your tongue in your nut, lassie.
You know, Professor, if I keep on improving, someday I may play better than Yasha Heifetz.
You should live so long, and you already did.
Thank you.
Let us try the minuet.
The minuet? Yes, sir.
No. You are forgetting to slide. It is not da, 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 da. You must slide gracefully. No, I meant for you to... Well, anyway, the lesson, she is over.
Oh, no, she isn't. We still have 5 minutes. I know, because I set the alarm clock. It'll ring when the hour is up.
Oh, sacre bleu, 5 minutes more.
Yes.
Monsieur Benny, do you mind if I have some water?
Not at all. There's some in the cooler.
That is not enough. I would like to drown myself.
Drown yourself?
Last time I tried to do it in your pool and you charged me for swimming.
Professor, please, we're wasting time.
Very well. This time let us see if you can go through a number complete. Try intermezzo.
Intermezzo?
Yes. Oui.
Sir.
big ball. Je soyez avec moi, je soyez avec moi. C'est l'instant, she is true. A poulet, pou, pou, pou,
professor! Professor! Professor, calm yourself. Professor.
Oui, I must calm myself. I would like to go now. Please, Monsieur Benny, would you give me my money?
Oh, certainly. Oh, Rochester.
Did you call me, boss?
Yes, Rochester. Do you have any money on you?
Who, me?
What's the matter? Don't you trust me?
Boss, it isn't a matter of trusting you. I haven't had any money since the last time you paid me.
Rochester, your salary's gone already? I paid you on Tuesday. Or was it Wednesday?
I don't remember the day either, but we were on for Jell-O.
Oh, yeah.
You gave me six delicious dollars.
Look, Rochester, go in my bedroom and you'll find some money on the dresser. Bring me $1.75.
Wait, Rochester. Monsieur Benny.
Yeah.
Please, now do not get excited. But the cost of living is so high, I must raise the price of the violin lessons.
But, Professor...
Look at me. I am in rags. And my shoes. Look, the soles are worn out. I owe everybody money. I am overdrawn at the bank. I have borrowed on my insurance. Next week, my wife is expecting another baby. That will be 8 months to feed. Our rent is overdue. We are being dispossessed.
Gosh, of course I'll give you a raise. Rochester.
What? What is it, boss?
Rochester, you're crying.
Yeah, until he got to the wife and children, I thought he was talking about me.
Oh, stop. Now go get the money. There's the phone. I'll get it. Hello?
Hello, Jackson. How's the violin lesson coming along?
Phil, how'd you know I was taking a violin lesson?
There's a buzzard circling Beverly Hills.
Now, isn't that cute? Phil, I'm so glad you called me. Who dialed the phone for you?
Alice's brother. He went to Harvard.
All right. Now, Phil, what'd you call for?
Well, look, Jackson, is it all right if Bagby, my piano player, misses rehearsal tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night?
Uh-huh. His fraternity is having its annual get-together.
Oh, sort of a class reunion, huh?
Well, not exactly. Just those fellows who occupied the same cell.
Well, there's nothing like a nice, dignified affair. No?
Even the warden's going to be there.
The warden?
Yeah, he likes to get out once in a while, too.
I never heard such talk in my life. You know, Phil, sometimes I get a little disgusted with you. If you'd stop hanging around with those kind of guys and really applied yourself, you could probably be a very good musician.
Nah, Jackson. That don't pay off. Now, you take a guy like Fred Waring. He devoted his whole life to music, and all he's got is a 5-minute program.
Fred Waring? Only has a 5-minute program?
You don't have to take my word for it. I saw it in the radio section of today's paper.
I can't believe it. Wait a minute. I got the paper right here.
It's in the radio section. He's on at 8 o'clock for 5 minutes.
Let me see now. 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock.
The third one down.
1, 2, 3.
See? Fred Waring.
That's frost warning. Phil, with your lack of education, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
I am, Jackson. Yeah. I'm standing here in my $1 million home, blushing.
Phil, do me a favor and hang up, will
you?
Oh,
I will, I will. Good night, my little Valentine.
Good night, good night. I don't know how a guy can be... Rochester, where's Professor LeBlanc?
I gave him the money and he went home.
Good, good. Well, Rochester, I think that I... Oh, now the door. I'll get it. Oh, hello. Come on in, fellas.
It's only me.
Oh, yes. Come on in, Doc.
Well, Jack, I came over on a... Well, it's a slightly embarrassing thing, but I must ask you a favor.
What is it, Don?
Well, now, Jack, I don't want to impose on our friendship, and if you can't do it, why, just say so, and it'll be all right with me.
Well, Don, go ahead. What is it?
Could you lend me $5?
Well, of course, Don. Why did you have to make such a big thing out of it? Here's $5.
Well, thanks. Now we're even.
Yes. What? What do you mean, even?
Well, that's right, Jack. You owe me this from the bet we had on the fight.
Oh, did you two ever bet on the LaMotta Robinson fight?
No, Dempsey Tunney.
Well, technically, Don, I don't have to pay you yet. See, there's always been some controversy about that long count, and I was waiting for a final decision on it. Anyway, Don, it's okay. We're even now.
Well, thanks, Jack. See you later.
Okay. Oh, say, Don, what's that you got under your arm? A record?
Oh, yes, Jack. You know the song A Bushel and a Peck from the show Guys and Dolls?
Uh-huh.
Well, this is a recording of it done by the Sportsman Quartet and their wives.
The Sportsmen and their wives? I'd like to hear it.
Well, sorry, Jack, but I'm in a hurry. Here, I'll leave it with you.
Okay, thanks. So long, Don.
Goodbye.
Rochester, put this record on, will you? It's the Sportsman Quartet and their wives.
Okay.
What a sneaky way Don had of collecting that $5. I don't know what he wants with money anyway. He only spends it.
We love you, a bushel and a peck, a bushel and a peck, and a hug around the neck, hug around the neck, and a barrel and a heap, barrel and a heap, and we're talking in our sleep about you,
about me,
about you. 'Cause we love you, a bushel and a peck, you bet your pretty neck we do.
We love you, a carton and a pack, a carton and a pack, Lucky Strike to be exact. Lucky Strikes are made of that light and fine tobacco, mild and tasty too, there is nothing that they lack. Lucky Strike,
Lucky Strike,
Lucky Strike.
Lucky people, lucky, a lucky
Kentucky. We all love you, a carton and a pack.
Yes, Don and Phil and Jack agree.
Happy and go lucky, happy and go lucky
star. Hey, boss, that record sounded good, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Want me to play the other side?
No, there's nothing on it. I wonder what's on television right now. Turn it on, will you, please?
Sure, boss. Which channel do you want?
Anyone, it doesn't matter.
Okay, I'll try channel 2.
Get something else.
I'll try channel 4.
Try channel 5. Nothing but westerns there. Try 7. Oh, for heaven's sakes, horses. See what's on channel 9.
We've been waiting for you, Cecil.
Oh, sorry I was late, Chumley.
That's better.
Well, are we ready?
Righto. Tally-ho.
Roger, there must be something else on. Hand me the paper. I'll look at the television program.
Here you are, boss.
Let's see. Time for Beanie. Alan Young, Burns and Allen, Frost Warning.
Put on your glasses, boss. That's Fred Waring.
Gee, I hope Phil doesn't find out. Let's see. Wrestling matches. Hey, Rochester, look at this.
What?
Channel 11 is showing my picture tonight. To Be or Not to Be. Hey, that was a good one.
That was the good one.
Yeah, turn on channel 11 now, because the picture goes on soon.
Yes.
What happened?
I don't know, but something's wrong with the set.
But it was just working. Maybe there's something wrong with that station. Try the other channels.
Okay. No, they all seem to be off. It must be the set.
How do you like that? I've had this set less than a week and it goes out of order. Yeah, I want to see my picture. Hey, wait a minute. I can go over and watch it on the Coleman set. Yeah. I wonder if Ronnie and Benita are home.
Ronnie, are you still in the library?
Yes, Benita. I'm trying to finish this letter.
Letter?
Yes, now let's see. I can't stand Jack Benny because...
That's ridiculous. That contest was over 6 years ago.
Oh, yes, I know. I know, but I still can't get it out of my system.
Forget the letter now, dear, and get out of that robe. Remember, the Rawlinsons are coming over for bridge.
Oh, yes, yes.
And, Ronnie, for once, just tonight, please try to forget Jack Benny. He's becoming an obsession with you. You know, he does have his good points.
Good points?
Well, certainly. Look how he's doing his share to help the government these days. He's got a war contract.
Benita, my dear, doing laundry for Camp Cook is not a war contract. He makes the money and he borrows our soap.
All right, we're going to have a nice evening of bridge, so forget about Jack Benny.
It isn't only Benny. It's those people he surrounds himself with.
What do you mean?
Well, yesterday, Jack must have had rehearsal at his house. When I arrived home, I couldn't turn into our driveway on account of Phil Harris.
Oh, was that where he parked his car?
No, he was just lying there.
Oh, no.
Yes. Then he must have been dreaming about himself. He was smiling. He is, without a doubt, the most...
Excuse me, Mr. Coleman.
Yes, Sherwood?
Mr. Jack Benny just phoned. He wanted to talk to you.
Oh, what did you tell him?
Instinctively, that you were out.
good boy, Sherwood, good boy. I remember you on your birthday.
Sherwood, did Mr. Benny mention what he wanted?
Yes, Mrs. Coleman. He said he'd like to come over here and watch television on your set.
On our set?
Yeah, I forgot to tell you, Ronnie. When he bought his, he returned ours. I wonder what Jack wants to see on television tonight.
He mentioned that they were showing a picture of his, To Be or Not to Be.
Oh, yes, I saw that years ago. That was a good one.
That was the good one.
They're showing Jack's picture tonight. Ronnie, instead of playing bridge, maybe we can all watch.
No, you don't, Benita. Not again, no. We saw his last television show. Imagine him trying to make love to Faye Emerson.
Well, now you've brought it up, I suppose you're right. Why, Jack's age, he could be her father.
Yes, and the way he walks, he could be a mother. Yes, and that new character he had on,
Oh, yeah, John L.C. Savoni.
Yeah, yes, what a routine he had. I wasn't doing anything. Sitting around the house, not doing anything.
My goodness, that must be the Rawlinsons now.
Yeah.
Oh, it's you, Mr. Benny.
Yes, Sherwood. I decided that since Mr. and Mrs. Coleman weren't home, I'd just come over and watch television.
But Mr. Benny.
But the call of that man. He came over anyway.
Ronnie, what will we do?
Well, quick, Benita. We'll hide in the next room. Imagine having to hide in our own house. Benita, look through the keyhole and see if Sherwood got rid of him.
All right.
Has Jack gone yet?
No, he hasn't. In fact, he's coming into the living room and he's sitting down in your armchair.
Maybe he's just going to sit there for a minute and then he'll go.
I don't think so. He's taking off his shoes.
Taking off his shoes? Benita, we're trapped. It's evident that he intends to stay for the evening.
What do we do?
Well, there's only one thing we can do. We'll go out the back door, walk around to the front, and make him think we're just coming home from somewhere.
Good. Let's go.
Benita, Ronnie, come on in.
Jack, what are you doing here?
Well, I...
And why did you answer the door? Where's Sherwood?
I gave him the night off.
You gave him the night off, but we're having guests over.
Well, Sherwood told me you were out for the evening.
No, no, we were just out to a
cocktail party.
A cocktail party? Well, it must have been a very informal affair.
Informal?
You're wearing your bathrobe.
Well, it was a costume cocktail party.
Oh. Oh, that must be the Royal Instance. I'll get it. Well, Herbert, Janet, come on in.
Hello, Ronnie. Benita?
I do hope we're not late.
No, no, Herbert, come right in.
My, this is a lovely home you have here.
Yes, yes, it certainly is nice. Here, you may take my coat.
I'm not the butler.
I should have introduced you. This is our next-door neighbor, Jack Benny. Jack, this is Mr. and Mrs. Rawlinson.
Rawlinson? Rawlinson. See, the name is so familiar.
We live here in Beverly Hills.
Oh. Are you the no starch or the rough dry, Rawlinson?
I'm afraid I don't...
Miss Benny's a comedian. He's always making jokes.
Yes, yes. Did you hear the one?
Come on, come on. Let's... let's go into the next room and play bridge.
But what about Mr. Benny?
Oh, he's going to stay here and watch his picture on television.
Yes, yes. Have a good game.
Thank you.
Ah, I see you have everything all set up.
Yes, there's one thing Ronnie's serious about, his bridge playing.
Yes, let's cut for deal, Herbert. 9-6. You deal.
Benita, it must be amusing living next door to a professional comedian.
Oh, it's rather fun. Sometimes he gets Ronnie hysterical, doesn't he, Ronnie?
Yes, sometimes I foam at the mouth.
By the way, did something strange happen in Beverly Hills lately?
No. Why?
Well, as we drove up your street, there was a buzzard circling overhead.
That is strange.
It's your bid, Herbert.
I pass.
Two clubs.
By me.
Two no trumps.
By?
Four clubs.
By?
Five clubs.
Pass.
Pass.
Pass. You're a dummy, eh, Ronnie?
That's right.
It's your lead, Janet.
Well, how's the game coming along?
Well, Jack, I thought you were watching your picture on television.
No, they made an announcement saying they're postponing it till next week. They're going to show it on Tuesday. You know, that's a good night.
Good night.
Come on. No, I wasn't leaving. Well, you both go ahead with your game. Don't worry about little me. I'll just watch.
Well, it's my lead. I'll play the 8 of hearts.
And 2 of hearts from the table.
Queen of hearts.
Let's see. I think I'll play...
No.
Not that one.
I don't know what to do.
Play the black 3 and freeze the deck. I mean, that's what I do.
Jack, we're playing bridge, not canasta.
Oh, well, I can't see from way back here.
If I move over, perhaps you can...
Herbert, you knocked the ashtray off the table.
Oh, what a shame. I got ashes all over the rug.
That's all right. I'll clean it up. I'll get the Hoover, Herbert. You get it, folks? Don't you get it? Herbert Hoover. You see, that's what we comedians call a switch, you know?
Ronnie, you're foaming at the mouth.
Look, Jack. We
We're trying to play bridge, so if you don't mind, would you please...
I'll get it. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Coleman, this is Rochester.
Oh, yes?
I fixed Mr. Benny's television set, and I heard them announce that Mr. Benny's picture was called off.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, without beating around the bush, would you like to get rid of him?
Yes, yes, I would.
Then tell him I just heard the burglar alarm go off in his vault.
Just a minute. Jack.
Yes?
Rochester's on the phone, and he said that the burglar alarm in your vault just went off.
Oh, my goodness.
I told him, Rochester.
I know, he's here.
Let me ask you something. Did the burglar alarm really go off?
No, and my birthday is March 23rd.
Thank you, Rochester.
Ladies and gentlemen, the American Heart Association is conducting a national fundraising drive during the month of February. Your money will be used for research, education, and for community service. So won't you please help support the 1951 Heart Campaign? Send your contribution to Heart, care of your post office. Thank you.
Jack will be back in just a moment, but first, with Washington's birthday almost here, let's go back to colonial days.
The only thing that I prefer to dancing minuet is smoking milder, richer tasting Lucky cigarettes. You'll agree, Lucky's taste better than any other cigarette.
You folks call me a minute man, but I don't need a minute to tell you why a Lucky Strike has more enjoyment in it. Every puff proves Lucky's taste better than any other cigarette.
Be happy, go Lucky, be happy, go Lucky Strike, be happy, go Lucky Strike today.
Remember, friends, Lucky's taste better than any other cigarette. You see, fine tobacco and only fine tobacco can give you the perfect mildness and rich taste that make a cigarette completely enjoyable. And LSMFT, Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. So if you're not completely happy with your cigarette, and a 38-city survey shows millions are not, switch to Lucky Strike. You'll get complete smoking enjoyment, the perfect mildness and rich taste that Lucky Strike and only Lucky Strike can give you. Yes, Lucky's taste better than any other cigarette. So be happy, go Lucky. Make your next carton Lucky Strike.
Be happy, go Lucky, go Lucky Strike today.
Remember, Lucky's taste better than any other cigarette.
All right, Benita, it's your bid.
One spade, two clubs.
Let's see. Excuse me. Jack!
I forgot my shoes. They're over there by the table. I'll get them.
Mr. and Mrs. Ronald Coleman on their own program, The Halls of Ivy. Be sure to hear Dennis Day in A Day in the Life of Dennis Day.